Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, Director of the World Ocean Observatory. The year-end is a time for review and resolution. As with everything from movies to political events, pundits and publications tout their 10 best stories, reminding us of important things that have occurred, should be remembered and considered again, and should not otherwise be lost in the vast, torturous maelstrom that is the news cycle in this world. World Ocean Radio, then, as part of that flow of constant information, should aspire to add its thoughts, however small and quiet they may be. So here from our perspective are five representative ocean events for the year 2012. Number one, first and foremost, of course, is Superstorm Sandy, the biggest, most damaging, most life-taking, closest to home, closest to the financial and communications center of the nation and the world event in history. Its reality was and continues to be devastating. The response by everyone has been heroic and astonishingly effective. The reopening of various tunnels, subway lines, the New York Stock Exchange, and much more that was accomplished with stunning speed and efficiency. This does not lessen, not at all, the other damage to coastal New Jersey, Hoboken, Rockaways, and Long Island, New York, where houses, businesses, and entire economies were swept away, the destruction remaining as an ugly reminder of real pain and of what might happen again. Sandy launched an urgent new dialogue about rebuilding what, why, and how, about federal flood insurance and future economic development now inevitably at risk due to sea level rise and the additional storms certain to follow. Sandy might be the turning point whereby politicians, insurance companies, developers, and planners might accept the actuality of sea level rise so dramatically asserted and realize that it is in their best interest to adapt and invent a reconstruction that is vital and viable in a different world. Number two, as a stunning correlative to Sandy, is the revelation by NOAA that as the Arctic Sea summer melt season came to an end in mid-September, the ice extent had shrunk to 1.3 square miles, setting a new record low that was 18% smaller than the previous record and nearly 50% smaller than the long-term average, 1979 to 2000. According to the NOAA report, the most profound physical impact of ice loss is that it becomes a sort of self-fulfilling prophecy. Less ice turns Arctic latitudes from a bright white solar reflector into a dark expanse of open water. The more ice that melts, the more sunlight the ocean absorbs. The more sunlight the ocean absorbs, the warmer it gets, and the more ice melts. That self-reinforcing feedback loop is the heart of the process the scientists refer to as Arctic amplification, and is a major contributor to measurable global warming. Number three is the announcement by Australia of the creation of the world's largest ocean park, a designation of marine reserves equaling 2.3 million square miles of ocean environment that will now be subject to conservation management practice and will limit fishing and oil and gas exploration. According to Ocean News and Technology, the reserves will now surround the entire continent of Australia, including the island of Tasmania. This is an extraordinary conservation commitment and achievement. Number four is the discovery of 16 new submarine hydrothermal vents by the largest and longest Chinese ocean research expedition, involving 218 scientists and 32 research organizations for 369 days at sea in the Indian, Atlantic, and Pacific Oceans. China's maritime interests are growing rapidly in such areas as underwater exploration, marine science and oceanography, offshore extraction technology, nautical archaeology, and a serious expansion, and I do mean serious, of its naval fleet and global reach at sea. Number five is the final commissioning of the largest offshore wind farm in the world by Walney Offshore Wind Farms Limited, comprising 102 Siemens turbines, foundations, export and array cables, offshore substations, and onshore connection to the grid. Located approximately 15 kilometers off Walney Island, Cumbria, in the Irish Sea, in the United Kingdom. The total generation capacity equals 367.2 megawatts and will provide clean electricity to 320,000 UK households, reduce CO2 emissions, and contribute significantly to their national goal for carbon reduction through alternative energy development. Each of these examples should provoke our thinking about and behavior toward the ocean. We must understand that nature will not wait for our politics or indecision or petty vested interest. That proof of warming, with all its long-protected impact on polar ice, ecosystem change, and the ocean food chain, is real and visible now. That we must take immediate and large-scale action to conserve, protect, and manage ocean resources that are still pristine. That we must continue to research and explore the ocean as a global resource that cannot be dominated by any single nation or interest. And that we must use the value that the ocean gives to us to confront the bankrupt policies of the past and to invest in the future. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. Visit us online at worldoceanobservatory.org. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.